have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I want sun, I want sand, I want spa.
Okay.
Spa, facial, but nothing too remote because I'm a people person. I like to socialize.
Islands are good?
Islands are great.
All right, I'm thinking
Bahamas. I love the Bahamas. Yeah. I've never been there. I've always wanted to go.
We can get you to the Pink Sands Beach.
Ooh.
We can fly you direct into Nassau.
This is perfect. Let's do it. Bahamas. Bahamas! Here I come, baby.
Bahamas.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to boating. I am Greg, your first mate, along with Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, rounding out the crew, and reflecting on the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show. Kind of extra credit, overflow, however you want to look at it. The Bahamas were out there in full force. They had a big presence there at the boat show and answering a lot of questions about the new fee structure for going over to the Bahamas on your vessel, especially, you know, from South Florida, because they've changed a bunch of stuff as of July 1st. And I know they were getting a lot of questions. That's what I heard. But hopefully it's clear as mud at this point.
They were busy there, and they asked who I was, and I explained to them, and then they
called
still
security,
looked at me confused. And then I said, you know, Greg from Scuba Radio, and they go, oh, that guy.
Right.
And they escorted me out.
So I saved your ass.
You did.
Basically.
Always want to know what the queen of the show was. Did you ever find out?
So
I know what it was.
You were in the running, but what?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they actually named you Casino Royale, 74 meters long, which is, that may not sound like much, 242 feet, 9.386 inches.
That's a big ass ship right there.
That is a yacht of.
Did you see it? Did you walk by?
No, that was over at the. There's an area where they have the super yachts, which you can go to.
Yeah.
I don't think you can get on those super yachts unless you have the VIP pass. I'm pretty sure of that.
Well,
but
you know, we used to be able to play our press card, and that worked up until about 10 years ago. Then they got wind of who we actually were.
Right.
Or maybe they ran our credit score when they started doing that.
They didn't care for our shoes, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. See, ratty old boat shoes instead of these nice fancy ones.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Right. So, they've kind of cracked down on that approach. But yeah, so you didn't even bother to make the attempt then, huh, Barry?
No, I didn't. I had limited time, and I had to pick my places. But, you know, there were seven different places. You had the Broward Convention Center.
Yeah.
You had the Super Yacht Village. That's the one I'm talking about at Pier 66 South. And then you had Pier 66 Marina, which was fully opened again.
Yeah.
You had the Hilton Fort Lauderdale Marina. You had the Las Olas Marina, the Hall of Fame Marina, which is by the swimming pool, you know, the swimming pool Hall of Fame.
Right, right.
And then Bahia Mar. That's why I said this place was huge. Easily a three-day trip.
Yeah. I used to go there and I would stay at the Bahia Mar Hotel. And that, I mean, that's still kind of the center of everything.
There was a hotel you used to stay at years ago. It was a rundown place across from, what's the hotel that looked like a ship?
Oh, the Bahia Cabana. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
now?
I think that's gone.
Yes, they tore that down. That used to be the place Buffett used to play all the time. But the Bahia Mar, they still have the hotel there.
That's all there. But I remember that he used to stay at that ratty hotel because the bar was so crazy.
Yeah, that was a legendary place, and they unfortunately tore it down. But yeah, Jimmy Buffett used to go there, and he would surprise everybody with an impromptu show.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. But yeah, the hotel was crap.
Mm-hmm.
Bahia Mar is a nice place, though. But they're building a new one right next to the convention center, which is just maybe a block away from there, right?
No, it's next to it. It is.
There's a walkway.
Oh, yeah, they have a hotel. Yeah, it's not next to the Bahia Mar. There's one that's within a block of
But it's connected to the Fort Lauderdale Convention Center, from what I
No. The one at the convention center is not near Bahia Mar. Oh. Bahia Mar is on the water, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a, it's,
and so
it's
is the convention center. Yeah.
It is that far away? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. The convention center is over on the other side of the causeway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on the other side of the intercoastal.
It's on the island.
But, they put the hotel right next to the convention center. There's a walkway. You know how there's a walkway from the garage to the convention center? Mm-hmm. There's now one from the hotel to the convention center.
Okay.
So this would be a good place for Dima to appear.
Well, who? Which would be the big dive show? Which,
that would be next week. Next week, yeah. Right. And that one I would not be able to miss because it's in my neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm. So, which means it'll never happen.
Yeah,
they, as soon as they hear Barry wants to go, they're like, oh, we'll never go in there.
It's going to be a gorgeous hotel. You have to convince them to come down to South Florida.
We'll see. They're kind of booked out for now. But getting back to what you saw, Mike, you didn't go see Casino Royale, but you did. Did you actually get on board that hydrofoil one and get up close and personal to it, or no?
Or no, that's the boat. That's the boat I missed. I did not know it was there until after the show.
Yeah,
which is a big miss. You know, we're supposed to know all this stuff.
Well, but, you know.
I was busy.
You were distracted.
Other boats, but we saw some really cool stuff. Beneteau has a really cool, they call it a narrow cat, which is it's a catamaran motor yacht, not a sailing yacht, but a motor yacht. And they specifically made the beam narrow enough to use, it's under 20 feet, so you can fit into most marinas that can accommodate a 50 or 60 foot boat, you know, which is a challenge for many of the power cats because their beams are, you know, 24 feet wide or whatever. You know?
Right. Well, that trend with all the fold-out decks that we saw at the boat show, I mean, how does that affect docking? Is that one of the main advantages of having those fold-out decks that we saw on the transoms? I mean, it makes it longer, makes the boat longer, doesn't it, if you fold it out?
No. They all retract they all retract. So when you're running the boat, they're not deployed.
Right.
So when you're docking, you're docking a normal boat.
Okay.
Those are only to be used when you go out to the, you know, to a flats area and you're going to anchor out and be
raft up with your fellow boating friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That seems to be something that was noticeably more prevalent amongst a lot of manufacturers, I thought, this year. You think that's a fair
assumption? Yeah, and I think it's pretty awesome because, you know, we've had like my dad's boat has a side door that we have used extensively for lobstering and things like that in the Keys and scuba diving and others.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what the manufacturers are doing now with these platforms that open up, it exponentially increases the room. So while you're at anchor, everybody can spread out. Everybody has plenty of room and ready access to the water. So you can get in and out of the boat very quickly and easily.
Yeah.
And when you get ready to go back in, you just fold everything back up and you have a normal boat.
Well, yeah. I mean, it almost turns into like a transformer type of approach. And and when you look at it just from the standpoint of design, I mean, it would allow a much longer boat potentially, or you could consider it being longer because it folds up and it allows you to, you know, dock inside a much smaller space and still get a lot of the real estate, like you said, for a deck. Pontoon type thing or whatever.
Right.
All right. Mm-hmm. I got a few other things popped up on our radar from the boat show. We'll get to them next on the World of Boating. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the boating world? Well, look no further than the World of Boating Radio Show. Just like you, thousands of boating enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to worldofboating.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.